Yeah, again, we're holding that Yud Aleph from Aleph. From the middle of the Shiloh, that we had the Gemara before, that Ula said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, that Tamidim Shlehutzuchu Litzibo is Niftun Tamidim. Said over Chiddush, that the four extra Kabbonis that are left over at the end of the year, that you do not need, you can't use, so you have a right to be paid to them, to redeem them, even when they're a Tam. That was his Chiddush. So next we had a question, why? What happened to the Kedusha? The Kedusha Shabbat Lechon Holcho. So he wanted to bring a writing from the Kedusha, that Kedusha also, we could redeem it. So first he wanted to say, Tapli Gemara Nashani Kedusha, the Kedusha Zamanu. You cannot bring me proof from Kedusha, the Kedusha only had the Kedusha Zaman. Calls the mind, we did not put it into the Klisharos. So maybe that's why you could redeem it. So Mora says, no. Again, Elamayat is so, Le'tiv Sabat Foyayim. If the Kedusha has no Kedusha Zaman yet, then if a person that was Tomei, even though he went to the mikvah, but before the evening, he's called a Tfuyayim, if that person touches the Kteris, it should not be possible. Allah Matanya, how come we learned? Nitnu b'machteshes, once we put the Kteris into the grinder to chop it up, Nivtelef b'Tfuyayim, at that time it has a psul already of a Tfuyayim, if a person at the Tfuyayim touches the Kteris, it becomes possible. So the Havimini is why? Because it has the Kedusha Saguf. So you see Kteris, once it went into the Machteshes, it has the Kedusha Saguf, and still the Loch Ridge, you could be played to it, you could redeem it. So that's the proof, you have a right to be redeemed things, even when they're a Tam. The Mavachi Tam, maybe you tell me, no, Kol Kedushas Domim Misle B'Tfuyoyim, maybe the Keteris only has the Kedushas Domim. That's all. It has no Kedushas Haguf yet, it's only the value of it is Kedush. I, why is it Tfuyoyim if he touches it, apostles? Because all Kedushas Adam is that way. So I bring it to it, not like that. For your Tanan, we learn it like this. Hamenochis. A mincha, notice the flour and the oil mixed together. Hamenochis. Moelim b'hem. As soon as you matish them, Rasha the Midrinchas Yochid, as soon as you give Kedushas Adam on it, there's a bas mila. If you have enjoyment from it now, you chayiv a korban mila. Hamenochis moelim b'hem mishutishu. That's only with the Kedushas Adam. Now, kitchu v'kli, once you put this mincha inside a kli sharis, that's a special kli that they serve in the Beit HaMikdash, that has a kedusha saguf, and that's the halacha, anything that comes in it also receives kedusha saguf, then, hochshuro livsa b'tfuyayim, now this mincha is possible to become tamei if its full yayim touches it. So the diik is only because you put it into a kli sharis that it receives the kedusha saguf, but before that not. The same thing with the mechusa kipurim. Even though a person came here a shemesh, but if he has to bring a korban the next day, before he brings the korban, he's still called tamei. If he touches this mincha, he makes it the pasul. Uvelina, if you leave the mincha overnight, it becomes pasul. So the key is kitchu b'kli, only because you put your mincha inside a kli sharis. That gives it kedushas agruf. Then it's pasul b'tfuyayim. But lay kitchu b'kli, before you put your mincha inside the kli, so then it's only Kedushas Domin. It does not have Kedushas Aguf yet. Loi, it's not possible with a Tfuyayim. You see clearly, something that only has the Kedushas Aguf does not become possible with a Tfuyayim. If so, why does the Keteris become possible with a Tfuyayim? You want to tell me Keteris is only Kedushas Domin. If it's only Kedushas Domin, it should not become possible with Tfuyayim. So now it says true, Elamai Kedushas Agufu. He, what do you want to tell me then? That the Keteris, yes, as soon as you put it into a Machteshes, as soon as you start chopping up the spices, the Keteris, it receives its Kedushas Aguf, and therefore it's Nifsalo B'Tfuyayim, and then we would have a good proof that you see it's possible for Kedushas Aguf to have a pigeon. Tzmar says, no, Ela Meyativ, that's true what you're saying, that the Keteris has the Kedushas Aguf by the Machteshes. If so, Tifso Belino, if we leave the Keteris overnight, it should be possible. Anything that has a Kedusha Saguf, usually, you have to use it that day. You can't leave it overnight. Aloma Tanan, how come we learned? Ha Koimitz, that's when the Kohen takes the handful out of the Mincha. He has the Kemitz of the Koimitz in his hand, and that he's supposed to burn. Fi Ha Levoino, or else the Levoino he's supposed to burn. Fi Ha Keteris, and the Keteris. O Mincha Ad Kahanim, a Mincha that a Kohen brings, which is kula kol, the whole mincha is supposed to be burnt. There's no kemitza by a mincha of a kohen, or mincha as kohen meshuach, and a special mincha chazitim
that the Kohen Gadol brings every single day, half of it Baboiker, half of it Bein Abayim, or Minchas Nesachim, who are then the Mincha that's brought for Nesachim with the Korban. When you bring a Korban, there are Nesachim with it, that you bring the wine, and you bring the oil and flour, you bring the Mincha. So these halachas, these type of menachas over here, Moel Lembehen Meshuk Tishu. You have an Issamila as soon as you mark the ship prepare. As soon as it has a Kedusha's Dhamim on it, any type of a Kedusha, right away, there's an Issamila, not to have enjoyment from Hegdish. Kitchu Bekli, let's say we put all these menachas, or says even the Kedusha's, inside a Kli, you put it inside a Kli Sharis, that gives the Kedusha's Aguf, now, Hochshu lifts Sabbath for Yom. Over Mechusa Kippurim, over Lina, and now for us it becomes possible Lina. So the deek is Kitchu Bekli in, only because it was inside a Kli Sharif, that gives the Kedusha's Aguf. Then it becomes possible Lina. But like Kitchu Bekli, before you put it inside the Kli, Loi, it does not become possible Lina. Now the question is why? If you want to tell me that the Kedusha's has the Kedusha's Aguf right away, as soon as you put the Kterus inside the Machteshes, it has the Kedusha's Aguf, so there should be a Psulina right away. You don't have to wait to a new Kitch of a Kli. There's no new Mila. What would a Kli help you? It already has the Kedusha's Aguf.
But you
can
still be over
Mila. Yeah, Mila, right. Mila's right away. As soon as it has even Kedusha's Domin, as soon as you say Harei Zula Hegdish, right away there's Nisa Mila. Then further is that not only the value is Hegdish, but the chayfut itself, the goof of it, becomes Kaddish. Kaddish is a goof. So, what? Enjoyment from Hegdish. You have enjoyment from someone who belongs to Hegdish. All my life, said back to him, Lina Kamrit. He asked me a question about this new psul of Lina. Lina is usually after you make a shchit on an animal, or the kemitza, you cannot leave it overnight. You have to burn it that day. So psul in burning, you can't leave something overnight to burn it the next morning. I'll tell you, Shani Kteris. The Kteris is much different. It stays the same way the whole year. The form, it doesn't change, it doesn't rot away. When does there a psulina? You have a mincha. You let it stale right away, it gets stale. You have an animal, a korban, the basar, it gets rotten away. Mashenkin, the Kteris looks the same way, the same freshness as yesterday, tomorrow. Therefore, minastam, there's no psulina, even though it has the Kedusha's Aguf. Therefore, there's a new yisoid. Once you put it inside a Kli Sharis, Mashma then is supposed to be Korav, then you have the Psalina. But otherwise not. Rashi says, O Mio Mishe Kitsha Bekli Li Korav Goza by Abadam Psalina. Once you put inside the Kli Sharis, it's right next to being put on the Mizbeach, then there's the Psalim Midir Abadam. The Gzeri Midir Abadam to leave it overnight. But really, Mikra Adim Midir Aisa, there's no Psalina by the Kteris. So our Kofan we're coming out now, Kteris also has the Kedusha's Aguf right away. So we're coming out Mikom Makom Kasha. So now true, we have the question two places. Like we have a question. You told me these Tamidim, these Korbanos, that when you can't use it, you could redeem them on money, even though they're a Tam. The question was, V'chi Kedusha Shavem Lechon Olcha. What happened to the Kedusha? Usually when something has the Kedusha's Aguf, you cannot take off that Kedusha with the money. It's only Tushas Domin. If it's only the value of it is Kaddish, there's a din of pidyon, you can take off the Kedusha with money. But now the Kedusha is like, oof. So what did you answer me? You answer me, I find the same thing by Kteris. So Mazel Tov, Savakashna by Kteris also. Why by Kteris could you take off the Kedusha? The same question. They get an answer. I have a question. There's a cloud usually by Kedusha is like, oof. The Kedusha Shavem, Lechon Olcha. What happened to the Kedusha? First, Bezdin was Makdish these animals, the Kteris. So how could you redeem them when it's still fit to be used? So Mar'an says, Omar Rabbah, Rabban says, I'll tell you a new yesoid here. That this is the pshat in Ula Amr Rav Yechanan. This is what Rav Yechanan meant to say. That there's a new yesoid here of Leiv Bezdin Masna Layim. That when Bezdin first buys these kabanas, these animals, to be used for korban, to make a condition right away. That Im Hutzruchu Hitzruchu, if we'll need them, we'll use them this year, from the Truma of this year, we could use it very good. But the Imlav, on the case that we cannot use it, the four Korbanos that are left over every year, whereas the Keteris that's left over every year, Yiyulatimayim, they should only have the Kedushas Domim on them, and therefore, with the money, you could redeem them. So true, usually the Kalal is, V'chi Kedusha Shabbam is Laichan Olcha. Once something is Kedusha Saguf, If a yochid is marked as something, or bezdin stam, it's kodesh, you can't take off the grusha. You always have to wait till it becomes a baal mum first. Only here there's a new svara of leiv bezdin masnalein. A bezdin is smart. Like they know that there'll be four kabonis at the beginning. We're not going to be able to use. So why waste them? So let's make a condition right now and leave bezin not to ruin them. Right. So Gdusha Guf is not really chal. It's only chal on the condition. If we need them, then there's a Gdusha Guf. If we do not need them, the Gdusha is never chal. I told him, very right. No, all right. Right. Omala Yabayas, Abayas said back, Vamahu Diyomar, are you rabbi, you yourself said, Hegdish Zochol Adomov. Hegdish Zochol Adomov. Listen, if you have an animal of Zochor that's fit to be a korban, and you're only Matish Adomov, you only say you want it to be Kushas Domov, that's all. So Lochor is automatically Kodesh Dushas Aguf. Automatically, there's a sort of Migru, the Nastik Dushas Domim, Nastik Dushas Aguf. Rashi says, Kodesh Dushas Aguf, Vienna Nimkor, Miachash Gishoi. Since this animal itself is fit to breed for korban, and the yoytzim of the mizbeach, you can never go away from the mizbeach. Automatically, it's chalak dushas aguf. Rokin ami lemay mahani tenai leiv bezdin v'chi amri nami yela demeyim kitshubu legufayu. What is it going to help the rabbanim? Make it tenai. At most, they'll say what it should remain to dushas domim, even if it's only dushas domim. Automatically, an animal that's fit to be put on the mizbeach has a dushas aguf. So what kind of tenai are you going to make? Nice. Yeah, how do you make the tenai it's only Gdushas Domin? That in itself automatically makes the Gdushas Aguf. Merlekasho, hodi yoma ledimei oilo, hodi yoma ledimei nisochin. Depends for what type of Gdushas Domin you say. If you say Gdushas Domin for korban oilo, that means with the money of this animal, you want to buy a korban oilo, then we say it's chal Gdushas Aguf on this animal itself. Since you, this animal, the money, is going to be brought for a carbon, and it itself is fit for a carbon, so automatically it should be used for a carbon. But if you say it should only be brought for the Dmei of Nesachim, you want to sell this animal and buy it with the money, you want to buy mincha, or you want to buy wine, you brought for Nesachim, so since you do not have plans to use the animal, and the animal cannot be used for a mincha or for yayin, therefore you don't say the migo. Therefore, if you make a Dushas Domin, it's only Chag Dushas Domin. That's what Bezdin does here also. Bezdin makes a leiv bezdin masnalein, that on the tzad we do not use it, with the money we're going to use to buy nesachim, or we'll buy a mincha. Therefore, it's not chal Dushas Aguf on the animal. Right. Hey, Abayah, it's another question. Salocha, par v'soya shiyom ha-kippurim, shavdu. The Kohen Gadol has to bring a special power in the soil on Yom Kippur. Let's say first he was Makishit, and he lost the Erev Yom Kippur, he lost it. So the Hifra Shachem Tachtayim. So instead he put another two kabonis, another soil, and a power.